Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google announced new generative AI features coming to its Workspace app suite, initially coming to members of its Trusted Tester program in the U.S. this month. The rollout will start with tools in Docs and Gmail. This will include a Help Me Write tool where users can select a topic and an AI will generate a first draft and then be used to help revise the copy. A Rewrite tool will also let you transform bulleted lists into full emails or summaries, with users able to select tones ranging from formal to more whimsical. Other features announced include automated generated images, audio and video in slides, formula generation in Sheets, workflows in Chat, and generating backgrounds in Meet. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced it will cut 10,000 jobs over multiple rounds of layoffs over the next 2 months. This comes after it cut roughly 11,000 employees in November. The company will also close hiring for 5,000 open roles and cancel low-priority projects. Related to that, Meta's head of commerce, Stefan Kasriel, announced the company will wind down support for NFTs and digital collectibles on Instagram and Facebook. Sony announced a camera kit designed for people with visual impairments called the DSC-HX99-RNV. The basis of this kit is Sony's CyberShot HX99 point-and-shoot, an 18-megapixel camera released in 2018. This combines with the Retiza NeoViewer viewfinder that projects a digital image from the camera directly onto the retina. The kit will arrive this summer for $600. Microsoft confirmed to IGN that it will not have a booth on the show floor at E3 in Los Angeles this June, but the company still showed some support for E3, saying it will be co-streaming our event as part of E3 Digital. Nintendo already announced it will not be at the event. No word from Sony yet. WordPress and Tumblr's parent company, Automattic, purchased the ActivityPub for WordPress plugin and recruited its developers to work for WordPress. The plugin lets readers follow WordPress blogs on their preferred Mastodon server or other ActivityPub service like Friendica or PixelFed. Replies to the post can become blog comments. TechCrunch notes that Automattic is also testing support for the AT protocol, which is used by Project Blue Sky. According to documents seen by Reuters, the Indian IT Ministry is considering new rules that would require smartphone makers to allow users to remove pre-installed apps. The rules would also require screening major OS updates under new security rules. Meeting records show that the IT Ministry met with representatives of Xiaomi, Samsung, Apple, and Vivo on the rules. Mozilla will bring its Total Cookie Protection feature to its Android browser. This helps prevent cross-site tracking by creating a separate instance to store cookies from each site you visit. Users can sync Total Cookie Protection information between desktop and mobile with a Mozilla account. We've previously told you that Google was testing removing news content in advance of the possible passage of Canada's Online News Act, aka Bill C-18. The bill would require an agreement before linking to news. Over the weekend, Meta responded, saying it would end access to news content for Canadian Facebook and Instagram users if the bill becomes law. Meta says links to news make up less than 3% of its content. The bill passed Canada's House of Commons in December, and the Senate is considering it now. The navigation app Waze rolled out support for finding electric vehicle charging stations back in 2021. Over the next few weeks, it will add the ability to share your car's model and connection standard to show compatible charging stations in the app. A jury in a U.S. federal court in Utah ruled that Dish Network's commercial skipping auto hop feature infringed on two patents from the parental control technology company Clearplay, although the jury rejected Clearplay's allegation that this was intentional infringement. Dish must pay a $469 million fine, but said it would contest the verdict. The analysts at Canalys report that Google climbed to second in the global wearable band market in Q4 2022, shipping 4 million units and surpassing Huawei and Xiaomi. Google shipments declined 25% in the year, but companies ahead of it saw even steeper annual declines. The Pixel Watch accounted for 22% of shipments, with Fitbit making up the rest. Earlier this month, Discord updated its privacy policy to say the service would collect information on any content that you upload to the service, including voice messages, effective March 27th. Discord's privacy policy previously said it would alert users in advance if it planned to save call or channel data. After users on Reddit questioned the change, Discord told Ars Technica, "Nothing has changed, and we have reinserted the language back into our privacy policy, along with some additional clarifying information." And finally, Microsoft began rolling out video filters for Teams on PCs, with effects ranging from animated frames to styles changing the video's hue. Admins can disable filters for organizations. Microsoft also updated its Teams roadmap, showing that 3D avatars will arrive for Teams in May. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.